Back in the studio with us this morning, Wendy Hamill from Community Foundation of Henderson County. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Mark.
Always great to have you here. We are literally days away.
Oh, yes.
Days away from one of the awesomest parties in Henderson County in Hendersonville.
It is the gala of the season.
It truly is. It truly is. And of course, we're talking about Vintage Carolina.
Yes. And we are so excited, just so excited to have 8 chefs and 8 beverage vendors, 400 guests. It's just an amazing, amazing gathering of the community. This year, the theme is Masters of Philanthropy, and we are embracing our legacy of nearly 40 years. But the interesting thing, sort of like the game of golf, it took visionaries to get it started. There were 14 visionaries that wanted to start 2 scholarship funds, the William Armstrong and Charlie Renfro. And because they wanted to establish that, they decided to start a community foundation. That's how it all got started, was a scholarship.
That's how it all got started. All right. And still doing it. And now
still
you're up to how
it.
Many?
Yes. And this year, there's $524,000 in scholarships going out to be awarded.
That's incredible. That's remarkable. That's great work is what that is.
It is. And it's great community support.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all about community members. So, again, that legacy we're embracing. I have two guests with me today. I have pastry chef Lindsay Cromartie with Gâteau, and her mother was actually board president of a community foundation. So she is a great example of our legacy. And then we also embrace the future with some vision with Olive Catering and Chef Ann Gibson, and she's new. So this is fantastic. We call Chef Ann the Caravan of Culinary Art because she is the first food truck vendor to be at Vintage Carolina.
Fantastic. Can we chat with them for just a moment? So Lindsay Cromartie, let's start with you. Jana, your mama.
Yep.
When she was on the board of Community Foundation, I think she was part of the start of this whole Vintage Carolina
thing back in the day. This was kind of her brainchild, this party, to involve the whole community and chefs from the whole community to come together and have a really special night of mingling with each other and supporting the community.
So what's it like for you to now be a part of that?
It's a little crazy. It really is. It's wonderful as well to Hendersonville is such an amazing community, and especially after being in D.C. for a year, it's the support that everybody gives to each other, and not just the support between citizens, but the support between businesses and the foundation and different organizations in town. And this party that they host every year is really a culmination of all those different pieces coming together. And
well, Lindsay, I'm glad you mentioned about being away for a little bit. You're one of those kids that we really appreciate here in Hendersonville. Henderson County. Raised here. You take off for a little bit and you go, I got to get back.
You become a success home.
And you come back. So, Gâteau, tell us about about the artwork that you do on a daily basis with Gâteau.
Oh, man. You know, I was an art student growing up, but I was never, the traditional mediums were never really what I followed, and this is my art. This is what I do. I create every day, and every day is different, which keeps me going. And it's the details from the individual pastries to the occasion cakes. We've got a really spectacular cake that we're bringing to Vintage Carolina that is featuring magnolias and azaleas, which is part
of course,
very well known to be a part of the master's courses. But food is my art, and I'm sure Anne apparently. Her mobile art, what did you call it?
I call it a caravan of culinary art.
A caravan of culinary art.
That's very nice alliteration, first of all.
There we go.
So, Ann Gibson, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
With Olive Catering. Anytime we see the Olive Catering truck around, we know there's good food to be had.
There is. Seriously good food to be had.
So, tell us a little bit about your history and what it is that got you started in the food truck business and the catering business with Olive Catering.
Well, years ago, I had my accounting degree, and I did that for a while, and it just wasn't my passion. I just always loved to cook and dabble in it, and finally quit accounting and went to culinary school. And then my husband had a crazy idea of, let's just start up a food truck, and I thought, yeah, that would be awesome.
You know, so, sometimes it's those crazy ideas that work out best.
It is. It's worked out very well, and we mainly stay in Henderson County, and we have such a great following, and we've had a lot of support from the community.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that seek us out.
And then you're turning around and giving it right back,
giving support back
with Vintage Carolina. Can you describe your food style? Is there a description?
There's not a lot of people ask me that, and there's not one one thing that I pinpoint on. It's just I love to cook everything and anything. I love to cook seafood. I love to cook, I know, Asian food, you know, just the typical. On our food truck, we have all different. We have, you know, sandwiches. We have tacos. We have, you know, like last night we had a Green Goddess Buddha bowl. So we try to do everything.
Say that again.
Different.
You had a what?
A Green Goddess Buddha bowl.
A Green Goddess Buddha bowl.
Yeah. That's one of the people are asking me all the time, when are you going to bring it back? When are you going to bring it back? We try to run it once every 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
I love it. So describing your food is kind of like trying to describe our music. It's all over the place.
It is all over the place. It is all over the place.
And so where does one find a schedule of where you might be? Or how does one do that?
On our Facebook page, which is Olive Catering Company. It's the full name. Our schedule gets posted every Monday. And there you can see where we're going to be each day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What great timing for you to decide to do this type of thing at a time when 5 years ago, we just didn't have this, the food truck scene. We didn't have the brewery scene.
Wineries.
None of that was
That's
here.
Amazing.
None of that was here. Now, all of a sudden, folks like you can go after your dream of culinary arts, and you don't have to have a brick and mortar building necessarily to do that. It's
really
a great opportunity.
Yeah. And we also do a lot of catering for intimate dinners to large, you know, 200 people weddings.
Yeah.
Also a personal chef for people, for families. I make things at our dinners each week and deliver them. So do a little bit of everything.
Fantastic. And that is Olive Catering. Can you give us a little tease of what we might see from you at Vintage Carolina?
So on Monday, I'm having a seared lamb breast over a parsnip puree with a red wine sauce. Also have our veggie lettuce wraps, which everybody loves.
Oh, yeah. Had them.
Yeah, those are fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Those have the soba noodles with hummus and pickled veggies on top. Absolutely beautiful.
Stop. We haven't had breakfast.
I know. All I've had is Sharewell coffee. That's all I've had so far. Wow. Well, Ann Gibson with Olive Catering, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the success you've had with Olive Catering.
I have.
And thanks for turning around and being a part of Vintage Carolina and giving that back. Lindsay, let's go back to you with gâteau.
Oh, goody.
Cakes and pastries and all of that awesome stuff that you do. Can you give us, you told us a little bit about a cake that you'll have.
Yeah.
Can you tell us any more about what we might see from you?
Well, we're going to have pink azalea profiteroles, which I really don't know what that flavor profile is going to be yet. That's still working around in my head, but that's what we're calling it. We're going to have a sweet peach tea macaron, and then we're also going to have Arnold Palmer tea slices, which is a play on sweet tea and lemon
divan.
And cake.
Absolutely divine.
Wow. So, Lindsay, when you come in, mm-hmm. To your tell everybody where your shop is.
It's on Church Street, South Church Street, 315 South Church Street. So we're on the corner of Church and Canoga.
So is this a place where we can just stop in and pick up some things to take home with us?
Absolutely. You can stop in. We have a full case every day. We have a monthly menu that we change. We have the same variety of things. We have macaron. We've got tarts. We've got small pastries. Small torts and such that you can pick those up every day. And we always have that variety of things, but then the flavors change monthly. And we try and have things that are seasonal to this area, seasonal flavors, and some local when we can as well. And then we, of course, do the occasion cakes for birthdays, anniversaries, happy retirement, whatever it may be. And we're about to start rolling into spring wedding season.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this. What's it like? You know, you talked about being an artist, and now you're still an artist, but in a different format.
Very different format.
So what's it like that, you know, to come in and be asked to do something like this, and you just have a clean slate in front of you? You just get to decide what it is you want to do.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I love it. We had a customer come in last week that his sister was celebrating her 60th birthday. And she raises cows and has a farmhouse and all this stuff.
I saw that cake. It was amazing.
You saw that cake. That cake blew up on Instagram. I was
that
so confused.
Yes.
I love it. It had cows on it. It was fantastic.
A cow cake.
Yes. She's done a shark cake for us, for my cousin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So. Awesome. Awesome. And again, tell us where your bakery is.
315 South Church Street.
And that's Gâteau. Spell it for everybody.
G-A-T-E-A-U-X.
Gâteau. I love it. Lindsay, thank you so much. And again, Chef Ann Gibson with Olive Catering. Thank you so much. Also, look forward to seeing you guys at Vintage Carolina. All right, we've whetted the appetites.
Yes.
All right, this is the last time we're going to talk with any of our chefs. So you're going to have to go see them in person coming up for Vintage Carolina. How do we get there? What do we need to do?
Okay, so you can actually buy admission. It is $125, which most of that is tax deductible. And you can call 828 877-697-6224 or simply go onto our website at cfhcforever.org and just order your tickets online.
Fantastic. And ordering the tickets online gets you in there and you just get to celebrate with everyone.
All
these tastings, various beers and wines from the area, all of these great chefs that we'll have.
It's wonderful. There's no silent auction. It is literally a 3-hour gathering.
Yep.
March the 2nd, Hendersonville Country Club, 6 to 9. And it's just an easy event.
Yep.
It's just wonderful.
Fantastic. Vintage Carolina coming up on Monday, the very first Monday in March, always.
And thank you, WTZQ, for being a huge sponsor again this year. Great partner for Vintage Carolina.
We love it. We love seeing all of our friends out there, too. So Q Nation, step up and get your tickets to Vintage Carolina for this coming Monday. All righty. Once again, cfhcforever.org. Lindsay Cromartie, Gateau, thank you so much. Chef
thank
Ann
you.
Gibson with Olive Catering, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see your treats on Monday. Once again, folks, it is Vintage Carolina. Find out more and get your tickets at cfhcforever.org.